guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. We're going to have a fun story tonight, and it's a little bit of, but you get to rub some salt in some wounds. We were told for the Birds of Prey movie, oh, this is a girl power movie. Don't bother showing up, fellas. We don't need you here. This is about us. So all the guys said, okay, superhero movies I normally like, but since you're going to be trying to make this about all the girl power, yay, and us, and this, guys tapped out. And they didn't go. And I did a story about the box office not selling any pre-sale tickets, like it was almost empty. So out of the 55 million they were hoping to get on opening weekend, they got 35 million, and it looks like the movie isn't going to break even. Shocking. That's what happens when you tell all the men that like superhero movies, we're going to make this for the girls, and you go away. I was going to leave it there, and I wasn't going to do a follow-up, because it's been reviewed and it's not a very good movie. However, the writer, Gail Simone, went on Twitter to absolutely lay into the guys that didn't show up for the movie that wasn't supposed to be for the guys. So we're gonna talk a little bit about her, I mean, absolute meltdown, okay? So Gail Simone's a writer for it, and here's what she says. So she went on this, they went on this brigade, and they were going to try to shut down the Sonic movie as well, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, because that's what the guys wanted to go see. So they were trying to say, oh, don't go see that, and we'll put this big campaign forward of how it's awful movie and don't go see it. And, of course, it didn't get very good critic reviews, but the viewer reviews were amazing, and it went to set a new record for opening weekend for a video game movie. Or a movie based on a video game with 55 million, right? So it didn't work. So when that happened, she just went nuts. So let's look at her tweets and let's talk about this a little bit. So Gail Simone's here. Now she's basically pretending like she's one of the men that didn't go see this movie. And she says, accepting applications for girlfriend, must keep trim, must love anime, will not work outside the home, doesn't leave the house without permission, doesn't have skanky friends, must dress cute at all times, no unnatural hair colors. And she posts this picture. So obviously there's a little butt hurt going on here, right? But that's not the end of it. She continues on. If Bernie doesn't get the nod, I am writing in Charizard. And again, if people want equality so much, why isn't the White History Month a thing? Did you ever think of that? LOL, checkmate, SJW. Everything must cater to my limited taste and experience, or else it is woke, and that is worse than Stalin, because damn it, everything should be jerking patrol. Gosh darn it, I know I have to edit my words. Now my effing B mom says if I don't get a job and start paying rent, that I should at least help clean the house. Darn it, mom, you effing B, blah, blah, blah. And that is why asking me to do your preferred pronoun is a hate crime. Remember to hit like and subscribe. Making fun of YouTubers, I guess. I don't know who thought that guy is, but I like the cut of his jib. I have never... And she... Now, this goes on and on. I won't read them all. I'll stop there. But you can see is like she's just putting this picture after picture after picture as if she's one of the quote-unquote butthurt guys that didn't go see her movie, thinking we didn't go see it because it's girl power and that it's you know, trying to put forth all this big story or these big lessons, these life lessons. And do you know why we didn't go see it? Because it's trying to push all these stories or these themes or these political PC correct narratives down our throats. That's why we didn't go see it. And this is what you get for it, is she just goes off and off. And you can see picture after picture after picture after picture. And she just went nuts. And people started asking her, like down here, it's like, are you right in the head? Someone says, I have a sneaking suspicion that you're single. Here, to be fair, I can't write a good movie either. Who hurt you? Well, that's a delicious one. Did she get rejected and isn't taking it well? Gail, you're scaring the children again. And by children, I mean me. And it says, debate me. So what's the point? What is the point to all this? My point is this, okay? So many times we're told in society, we're told in many of the things that we do in life, guys, you're not needed. We don't need you. Girl power. We got this. We got it handled, fellas. Step aside. The powerful women are in the room, and we're going to take over. So the guys say, all right, that's on you. Female writers, female directors, female superstars. It's for the girls. Girl, okay, I'm cool with that. I'm fine. You do that. We're going to step aside. But then for some reason, when we don't support something you didn't want us to support and it wasn't made for us to begin with, and then we decide not to go, then all of a sudden you're going to hate on us. See, this is something that I find funny. It's that women will tell you, hey, we want your support. We want you to support us and our theme or our version or our needs. And a guy will say, all right. And a woman will say, that's not good enough. We need you to do more. All right. Nope. That's still not, we're not there yet. More. And a guy says, I've had enough. I quit. And they go off the rails because we're not doing all that we should to support women. See, now, if a movie came out that was just about guys, supporting guys, written by guys, directed by guys, acted by guys, filmed by guys, and it's for the guys, and no women show up, that's okay. We expected that. But they'll brigade on social media all day long about how males bad, men bad, toxic bad, bad, right? But we knew that's going to come. So when the reverse happens and the women are all up in arms that the guys didn't go support their narrative, their theme, this is what you get. Now, what's Gail look like, you might say? Well, here's Gail. This is her 10 years ago. She's an American writer of comic books, best known for penning DC's Birds of Prey. Her other notable works include Clean Room, Secret Six, Welcome to Tranquility, so on and so forth. She did Batgirl, new writer for Red Sonja. So a lot of her work seems to be featured around writing for women. Now, I think this movie would have been fine I might have even enjoyed it. I do like Margot Robbie when she played Harley Quinn in the Squad movie. But the problem is when you make the storyline about something and about being all woke and everything else and cramming it down our throat, men have said we've had enough, and that's it, and they tap out. So here's another example of you trying to put something down our throats, and we say, no thank you, I'll pass. Another example, that's all it is, and one more reason we just get to have our laughs. I won't go too deep into it, guys, I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below, thank you for those that have, and of course, as always, the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, and subscribe. I will keep it there. This is Better Bachelor, I am Joker. And, yeah, we're done with woke Hollywood. ¶¶